Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 26th day of July, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Nicklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM here in San Juan County, 103.3 FM in Durango, Colorado, and of course streaming everywhere else at ksje.com. We also welcome our viewers who are watching this visual radio program, streaming live today to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, everybody, because coming up in the next few moments, we're going to learn all about the Big Idea Makerspace here at San Juan College. Lots of really cool equipment, lots of cool opportunities to create some really interesting things, and we'll talk to a local businessman who has actually used those opportunities in his business. That and much more coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then, of course, later on this hour, you will meet Little Annie and the other pets available for adoption this week from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Our viewers can see the pets that we're talking about. That is coming up later on today at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Don't forget, Mick Hess is on vacation from Roving with the Arts. He'll be back, though, on Thursday, so we're excited to have him back. Mick is on vacation because of our coverage of the Connie Mack World Series. We have four games on the schedule for today, beginning at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 5:15, and 7:30. Of course, action from Ricketts Park. Pre-game programming begins about a half an hour ahead of that time, so Connie Mack will be taking over about 9:30 this morning on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, we invite you to subscribe for free to KSJE Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeart and Google Podcasts. You can check us out, maybe discover a new program that you haven't heard of before. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is partly cloudy this morning, 68 degrees in Farmington. We are expecting a partly cloudy day today, a 70% chance of a shower developing in the forecast for today. The high 87 in Farmington, 67 tonight. More chances for rain, as you can see, for the next several days with a high of 85 tomorrow, 83 for high Thursday, 80 on Friday, 85 again for Saturday, and upper 80s again by Sunday. Still that chance of rain, 70% today and tomorrow, 80% Thursday, 70% on Friday, down to 50% Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I guess you can tell that Connie Mack is in town because we always get rain when there's baseball on the schedule, but that's all right. We never say no to rain. So that's what's coming up in the weather forecast. Before I get to my guest, though, speaking of Connie Mack, we do have an update from last night's action at Ricketts Park. To bring us all the details, let's go to Coach Kirk Carpenter for our Connie Mack update this morning.
Greetings, sports fans. It's a Connie Mack wrap-up with Coach Carpenter, a recap from Ricketts Park. Four games played yesterday as we completed round one bracket play. In game three, it featured a battle of the state of California as the Colton Nighthawks and the Southern California Renegades squared off. These two teams, not very far from each other geographically in California, but they've never played each other, and they travel all the way to Farmington to do it this year. The Nighthawks took an early lead in the first part of the game, but it was not long before the Southern California Renegades took the lead and never looked back. Once again, the Southern California Renegades proved that they are full of offense, and they scored 10 runs in a shortened contest and won 10-2. In four games in this year in the Connie Mack World Series, including pool play, The Renegades have scored over 50 runs. So as the week progresses, it's definitely a team to watch. In the second game of the day, it was a Southern matchup as the Florida Legends and the Elite Squad out of Louisiana took the field. What looked like it was going to be a lopsided victory by the Florida Legends turned out to be a two-run ball game in the end. The Legends jumped out to a 6-0 lead, only to see that lead cut in half by the other team, the Elite Club, scoring three runs in the third, and again later in the game scored more runs to make it a very tight ball game. It wasn't until the sixth inning that the Florida Legends could make it 8-6. Elite Squad had the tying runs on the bases, but Legends were able to shut them down in the sixth. It was a game full of great defensive plays, but in the end, the Legends came out with the win 8-6. In the third game of the day, it featured a team that's won more Connie Mack World Series in the history of the whole event, and that's the Midland Redskins. They need no introduction, but the Midland Redskins, they dominated in this game. In fact, they made it a shortened contest. It was a walk-off three-run home run that ended the game in the fifth inning as the Midland Redskins win and defeat the Dallas, Texas team, the UBC Nationals, by a score of 8-0. It was the late game that proved to be the most exciting we've seen this year in the Connie Mack World Series, and it featured the host team and ABA from Albuquerque. Now, fans, they bought a ticket for the whole seat, but they only needed the edge of the seat for this one because this one went back and forth the whole night. In fact, they couldn't even settle it in seven innings. It went extra innings, and it was then when the 505 Panthers scored three runs in the eighth, only to hold off the ABA Panthers, who came back and scored one run in the bottom of the eighth. But the Panthers win the game, and the host team will move on into the winner's bracket. There are six games that will be played today at the Connie Mack World Series. Game 7 features the Dallas Tigers and the Doolin Dodgers in an elimination game. That's at 10 o'clock over at the Sports Complex. Another elimination game is Game 8, the Colton Nighthawks and ABA. That's at 1 o'clock at the Sports Complex. On the winner's side, you will find that you will have four games here at Ricketts Park tomorrow. Those start at 10 o'clock in the morning, where we will feature another elimination game. But again, that is a 10 o'clock game here at Ricketts, and that game will feature the Elite Squad taking on UBC National. As we go forward in the day, on the winner's side, at 1 o'clock, it'll be the Texas Sticks taking on DBAT. They've moved Game 11 to 7:30, and that will feature the Southern California Renegades and the 505 Panthers because the host team's involved in that winner's bracket game. They flipped the game time, so just be aware of that on the bracket. And know that the 7:30 game that was scheduled for tomorrow night is the Florida Legends and the Midland Redskins, but that game time will be at 5:15. So a lot of great baseball action coming your way, and if today is any sign of what's ahead here in the Connie Mack World Series, it's going to be a great one. Remember that each and every pitch of the Connie Mack World Series can be heard right here on the official broadcast station for the Connie Mack World Series. It's 90.9 KSJE. This has been a Connie Mack World Series wrap-up with Coach Carpenter, a recap from Ricketts Park.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate that. Lots more action, as we said, coming up today on the Connie Mack World Series coverage here on KSJE. Now let's talk about the big idea makerspace here at San Juan College, the focus of our program this morning. Joining me here in the studio, Janice Krish is here. She is the director of the Enterprise Center here at San Juan College. Good morning and welcome to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. It's nice to be here.
Good to have you here. Thank you for being here as well. And next to you, the commercialization coordinator at the Makerspace, Jean Legros, is here. Jean, good morning to you.
Good morning. Excited to be here.
Good to have you here as well. And then our third guest, I'm going to leave kind of hanging for just a moment because I want to introduce him in just a moment. But we will get to you, and he's very patient. Welcome to both of you to talk with me a little bit about the big idea Makerspace here at San Juan College. It's been open for a while, but the two of you are relatively new to the positions that you have. But talk to me about the idea, Janice, behind like a Makerspace. What is the whole concept of a Makerspace?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, the Makerspace is a place for people to go to make products and crafts and projects. It's a playground of tools of sorts and materials.
Okay.
So it's a place where there's making, exploring, creating, learning, sharing, and inventing. So we invite all entrepreneurs and hobbyists to the Makerspace, to the big idea. And it consists of high-tech tools and no-tech tools.
Okay.
So you can kind of exercise your entrepreneurial muscles here And we have all kinds of equipment there, from 3D digital printers to laser engraver cutters. We have a large format printer cutter. We have woodworking materials, metal fabrication, sewing machines, jewelry making.
Lots of things.
Yes.
I mean, the
yes.
list goes on and on. It literally does, I know. And so we're showing some pictures on the screen right now of some of the things that you have. And so can you describe, and John, you too, maybe what we're looking at here?
Yeah, that's Antoinette there. She's our master technician at The Big Idea, and she is running a demonstration that we've been doing every Friday from noon to 1. So this was last Friday, and this was a demonstration on the 3D printers.
Okay.
So there is a filament 3D printer that's called the EULA. Some of the machines have names, so
right.
We invite you to come meet EULA.
Okay.
And
these things can make just literally lots of different things, right? And Jean, you brought in a couple of examples that I wanted to show. Here's a dinosaur that was 3D printed, correct?
Yeah, we can do any types of things.
Right.
From these dinosaurs to parts.
Little bunny. I'm
little
not a
bunny.
Model, but
yeah,
here's a
bunny.
Bunny
that I brought. But you can also do things for specific projects like a bike part. It could be in carbon fiber or in resin. Could do all kinds of things from these 3D printers. We actually have 4 of them.
Wow. Okay. And so that's a big deal, right? To have 4 available to
Absolutely.
People, correct?
I mean, the idea is many of us, you know, have an idea, but we may not have the equipment at home. And so the beauty about this big idea is that it's not just for the students here at the college, at the Quality Center for Business, but it's also for the community, for the public. And so whenever you have an idea, might it be a project for promotional ideas to make t-shirts, stickers, banners, might it be a more complex wood engraving projects, something with fabric where you need an industrial sewing machine, just think about The Big Idea as a place to go to, as it's open to the public with a membership.
Right, and we'll talk about that in just a moment as well. Here's some of the, I get this is still 3D printing, right, in action?
Yeah, they were creating there some pony puzzles for a little girl's birthday party.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
So it could be anything fun like that to even more advanced prototyping. And for instance, the biology department needed a vertebrae for their skeleton, and the 3D printer can do
Sounds
that.
Sounds perfectly
so
normal.
The Big Idea
right.
has your back.
Uh-huh, literally.
And can create, models of or molds of any kind of part, maybe say an RV part that is hard to find or out of stock or just not available now. You can bring it to the makerspace and bring it to Antoinette, and she can set you up on how to create that part. And,
interesting. Do I need the plans for that part, or could you actually recreate it if I had the broken part? Could you help me recreate it from just the broken part?
Yeah, from the broken part, yeah. Well, what she'll do is she will 3D scan the item, and so from the scanning process, then it can be modified.
Gotcha.
And pretty much tweaked to so that you'll be able to print it.
And fabricate a new part.
Fabricate a new part, exactly.
Nice. Okay.
Yes.
Very cool. And that's really happening in a lot more industries, I think, too, right? For spare parts or other things like that. And there are a lot of actually plans, I think, that are coming online, right? That folks can look for and search and download and load into a 3D printer and just create whatever they find, correct?
Yes, there's templates and models online that folks can search for. And if it's not available, that's where Antoinette or somebody in the makerspace can come in and help you create that or recreate that part.
Right.
For instance, like during the pandemic, the makerspace did some very interesting projects. They created the hardware for the face masks for the San Juan Regional Medical Center. So in partnership with a few others, they were able to create the hardware pieces.
Back at the time when it was a shortage, that was why it was such a big deal. And I know we did a show on that too. And it was amazing to see the community kind of coming together, because there were some business partners too, I think, that helped make that happen as well.
Yeah, so there were, So I believe it was ABC, Canvas, and PESCO.
You're right, I think, now that I recall. So
So solving a community need and stepping in where needed. And
sure.
Then they did the clips as well for the respirator helmets.
Right.
So that was the second project that really helped the community and the health workers on the front line at the time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you could ramp those up and scale them up, right? And so to create dozens and dozens of these things and not just one at a time, or having to, when we had such a big demand for them at the early days of the pandemic.
Oh, they created hundreds of them to meet the need and to meet the demand. So, and you can do this much more quickly than if you were to wait and have to order and back orders and shipping delays. So the makerspace can often step in and say, we can do it a lot faster.
Right, right. Yeah. Very interesting. Here's another picture that I wanted to share. So this is, it looks like a photographer maybe showing off their work. And so how does that fit into the makerspace?
Yeah, so that's Paul, our other technician at the Big Idea, and he's showing a canvas print. So that's a photograph that can be printed with
and
our
you can do
large
that.
Format. Yeah,
okay.
You can do all kinds of personalization and customization, photos, banners, signs, labels, stickers, all of that can be done. And it's really for businesses, people will pay extra for personalization and customization of products.
Right.
So for instance, if you're a woodworker and say you make cutting boards, you can engrave with our laser engraver, you come in the makerspace and put on put your image engraved onto the cutting board
right.
and create something unique and more special.
And you brought it, John brought in one to show everybody, and I will show it as well here. Here it is. This is all the parts of the pig that you can eat, I think, is what we're showing you there. But it's been engraved.
Or you could put a nice logo or,
exactly.
or a dragonfly or whatever you want.
Exactly. Well, the sky's the limit, because it's really up to your imagination as to what you want to engrave on these products, no matter what they are. I mean, we've got a cutting board. We've got, I'm going to show a couple more here. Here's a San Juan College logo on plastic. So it doesn't have to be wood. It can be another type of material.
Acrylic, yeah.
Right. Here is an engraving, kind of a laser etching of a horse.
And
really
the detail
great
work
detail
that it's
on that.
Capable of.
Don't know if you can see it on the camera or not, everybody, because it is some really great detail. But let me try to get it a bit closer.
Yeah.
But you get an idea. And I'm not a surgeon. That's why my hand shakes. But there you are.
Yes.
But lots of other opportunities. And that's just, we're just really the tip of the iceberg, really. There's a whole lot more machines that are up there, as you mentioned, and a lot more opportunities. Another one before is just the clock tower, the famous clock tower here at San Juan College.
Yeah, that
has
was
been
a,
done.
That was an ornament that Antoinette created for the college for Christmas. And
Yeah.
And we're looking at creating some of these products to sell in the college bookstore as well. So
right.
you can look for that.
That makes
in
sense.
In the near future.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now talk to me about what we're seeing here. This is something else. Can we tell what that is?
Well, that's a CNC machine.
Okay.
Where you're able to really cut metal.
Okay.
And do all kinds of applications, like you could think of cutting the Zia Sun, for example.
Right. Out of a piece of sheet metal or something like
correct.
That, right?
Yes.
And so it's a laser type of a cutter?
Right.
Gotcha. Which is why you want to get close to it.
And also, the Makerspace has been working to help create this metal sculpture that's going to be at the suites, the new suites that are opening up on campus.
Very nice. The residential housing, right?
Yeah,
this fall.
Residential
okay.
housing. So...
So there'll be a sculpture out that's been created at the Makerspace.
Yes.
Very cool.
Parts of it.
Very nice. Very good. Another overview, I think, of some of the space over there. And so, again, you're mentioning, you know, there's all these different types of stations, and you've been doing these kind of trainings and seminars on Fridays, and that's continuing, correct?
Yes. So the demonstrations are every Friday from noon to 1. At the Big Idea, and this Friday we'll be woodworking. So
okay.
all these great wood products that you're showing, we'll be demonstrating how you do a project from conception to output. So what
right.
does this machine do? And we'll show you that, and also the back end of it and how it's created in the software and the software you need to know to be able to
okay.
kind of load your designs and create your designs using either Adobe Illustrator or Corel Draw or AutoCAD. Those are programs on the back end that are needed to be able to work with your images and to...
And you help folks learn how to do that as well,
Absolutely.
Correct? And so that's all part of this. And so Jean mentioned yes. memberships, and so that's kind of how this all works, right? Folks are free to come and visit and ask questions and see how this may fit into their business plans or hobby plans or things along that line. And then if they really want to take the plunge, they can sign up, right?
Absolutely. We have memberships such as individual membership, business memberships, and they range from $15 a day only to $60 a month and the equivalent for the year. Again, for a tour, it's completely free, so you can go on San Juan College website with the extension of the Big Idea and schedule a free tour.
Okay, and that's those are available anytime during the week, pretty much, when you can schedule them in.
That's right, Tuesday right. through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Gotcha.
Yes, and for membership, students are free. San Juan College students who are enrolled in a class are free to use the makerspace.
Right.
And faculty and staff are half price.
Good to know.
Yep.
Okay, very good. We're looking at some other products there. There's more of the, looks like more of the woodworking things that we were talking about, but there's also some other non-wood things there as well. I see some of the plastic engraving and etching and and other things that are on that table as well. But really, the sky is the limit as to what you can create with these machines. And these machines are pretty pricey, right? I mean, you just can't run down to the corner store and pick one up. I guess you could if you had enough money, but they're pricey.
Yes, they are. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars in the our maker space. And so it's a great place for people to come, or businesses who are entrepreneurs who are interested in learning this equipment, to try it out. And mm-hmm. perhaps they might want to purchase one on their own. Maybe it's not as pricey as what we have there, but they can experiment in our space and figure out if they like it, if they're able to create and use a particular machine. So we just got a sublimation printer in and a dryer, and that's our latest and greatest machine.
And what does
machine.
That do?
It's, well, it prints thousands of colors, and it's kind of an advancement on the two-process heat transfer.
I see.
So it's moves from a solid to a gas material, and it penetrates the fabric. So it's apparel. Other materials can be used as well, like ceramics.
Wow.
But it's T-shirts primarily. People use the sublimation printer for T-shirts and
okay.
Different kinds of fabric and textiles. And
gotcha. A big leap from mom's old iron-on transfer on T-shirts back in the day that I remember.
Yeah, these with this process, and they won't fade or crack the images. Right. And
last forever,
they
almost.
Pretty much last. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Very, very amazing. And so another picture here. Is this the large format printer? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes.
And an example from that? So again, you can print out these gigantic banners,
posters,
things like that that businesses might need.
Right. So for businesses, anyone who like has promotional needs, you can come to the maker space and even if you do, you know, bring your logo or bring your image, and the makerspace technicians will be able to help you through the process. And the whole point, though, of the makerspace is to empower you to learn to do it yourself. So they will spend time, they have the time, and they're happy to do that. But the idea is so that you would be able to create them in the future for on your own and
right.
save time and money as well.
Well, that's another big part of this too, right? Is that I would assume that making things here locally is a lot cheaper than what you could do from any of these other companies that offer the similar services online, perhaps, or what have you, right? By doing it locally, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, definitely. Keep it local, and also just there's a satisfaction in being able to create it yourself and to be able to say, you did it, I
right.
did it.
Right.
Yeah.
And John, I want to ask you a little bit, as the commercialization coordinator, your job is kind of to work with these businesses, right? To help them maybe envision, maybe get the bigger picture of what these machines can help them do in their business?
Yeah, absolutely. The other idea about the makerspace is really to help prototype an idea so that you can take it and scale it up. We want to really help to develop the San Juan County and the Farmington larger community overall to drive more business and more jobs. So what I do is really work together with some of the businesses in order to take them from there and move from product to commercialization. That is to really strive to put together the marketing plan, the marketing strategy overall on how to go about generating awareness and drive distribution of the products.
Very good. And now let me bring in our third guest, who has been waiting patiently. You probably need to get a word in edgewise, but I didn't introduce him. So, but speaking of businesses and using the makerspace, this is why I wanted to talk to Charles Lynch, who is also joining us from the company Bellisana. And Charles, good morning to you. Welcome to the program. And you have really used what we've been talking about here at the makerspace to your advantage with your company, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. Thanks for having me here today. I appreciate it. My little sister, she brought me up and showed me the makerspace one time, and I was making these watch bands for our company, Bellisana.
Right.
And I was cutting the leather by hand, And it's pretty tough to get all the holes lined up and everything straight by hand, and then
over and over again,
right?
And over and over again.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And so I developed everything into Adobe Illustrator. I have all the specs in Illustrator, and then we came up to the makerspace, and Antoinette kind of showed me how to tweak this thing to make sure everything cuts right, and so we were able to cut the leather bands
mm-hmm.
for the watches, and
do it pretty efficiently, it sounds like.
Yeah, pretty efficiently. And I've got different models and different styles of the band, and I can do different colors and all kinds of different tweaks to make the bands work right and last long.
Very good. And folks may recognize the name of your business, which is the Navajo word for apple, and you've got a store downtown, which we're seeing on screen. And so you sell these products then to the public in your store, correct?
Yes. The local Native American Navajo people, they do the turquoise and silver work and the carvings and stuff, and then I kind of detail it out, add the leather bands, and finish the product off, and then sell them online and in the store.
Gotcha. And so by using the machines at the Big Idea, that the makerspace, that has probably saved you from having to make that investment on your own with a new business.
Yeah, definitely. A laser printer probably costs about $5,000 probably, or, you know, the cheap one, a couple thousand. The one I would need, five.
Right, a better one, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, definitely wouldn't be able to afford lots of the equipment that they have. And you know, I could just schedule my time to come up, and if I need something real quick, I can schedule an hour and run up and make a few cuts and get the work done that I need.
Right. And so this is kind of the stuff we're talking about on the screen there. You can see the leather band plus the jewelry that makes up the watch band for an Apple Watch and things like that. And so you're working with Native American jewelry makers, I would guess, right, for the other parts of this?
Yeah, actually, we're trying to create a whole new industry for the Navajo people.
Yeah.
And making these watch bands, hopefully maybe someday even get a diversity investment from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of unite the Navajo people with high tech and create a lot of jobs and opportunities for people.
Right. That sounds like a great idea, and that's wonderful. I know you brought some other things with you to show us as well. Do you mind just showing us a couple of the things that you brought over there? I'll have you kind of hold them up in front of the camera there, but we can see one of them is a charging...
Okay, we'll start with this watch. Actually, this is the watch I wear here.
The watch off his wrist. There you go. Beautiful.
This is the part we cut up at the makerspace. This is our latest buckle band.
There it is.
Lasts a little bit longer than our older button band.
Right.
And then
you could be a model, Charles. You're doing that just right.
Look, we also have a little app too that downloads from the App Store called Faceplates, and it does the Native American images on the watch face here and
nice.
The wallpaper phone.
Right.
There's a good one there. So yeah, we do the watch bands.
Okay.
With leather, and then also we have some local guys that do carvings for us. So this is like a carving that we put together, and it's got this little piece here is cut up at the makerspace. It's a piece of leather with a etching into it. And then this is used to hold your Apple Watch. Here, I'll put it together real quick.
Okay, all right. There's a live demonstration. See? It's easy.
So your Apple Watch charger plugs right into the...
It fits in, okay.
Into the
top
station
of that.
There.
Uh-huh.
And then you can throw your watch on there and start charging it up.
And charge your watch. Mm-hmm. The wireless charger. Yeah.
And then this one's got a new feature where it'll also hold your phone in there. See if I can do this without...
Okay. Oh, you got the whole thing. That's all you need right there.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and then you could always get a little rug to set it all on.
Of course. That's true.
A handmade Native American rug.
Very true.
And then we also do some other things also with it. We have some beaded bands also. So these are laser cut leather also. And then the Native Americans did the bead work onto the band.
For watch band. Okay.
Right. And here's another version where we cut some leather, and then another artist, he did the leather work onto the band.
Gotcha.
And then we got some different styles of bands. Here's like a ladies band for the big watch.
Right.
And it's got kind of a smaller, more narrow
buckle
on it or button.
Right.
Then we have, here's one of our concho style bands. Has the leather from the...
Right.
leather and conchos.
Oh, yeah.
Leathers is cut
much
up
so.
At the college.
Right.
And
nice.
Then we also have, we're also spun off a couple of our idea into a couple different industries. So we have some game bands. The San Juan College gave me their logo to work with.
Okay.
And we made these San Juan College bands also.
Okay. Hard to see that was a little harder to see, but that's all right.
Right, but it's got the San Juan College logo on there. We're thinking of maybe providing them up at the
nice at the
bookstore.
Yeah.
Right?
Very good. Now so these are for Apple products mostly. Do you have any plans to expand to Android or other things like that?
Yeah, actually, we also have watch bands for the Samsung, and we can also adapt to the Fitbits and other watches that use the little slider pin.
So it's not just limited to Apple devices.
Right, definitely we can
good.
Do other things.
Very good. And that sounds like you've got some expansion plans too. As I mean, as you're mentioning, maybe you know, getting more Native American artists involved and other industries and things like that. Is that your hopes to then kind of see things kind of take off in this direction and maybe some others that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, well, we got the you know, we've been working on the Native American end of it. And then all this stuff here, it can be spun off into different industries also. Here's one of our watch bands for the emerging cannabis industry.
You're right. Okay.
I saw they had a little cannabis ad at the...
from the printer, that's right.
Right.
And the band is green. That makes sense.
So we've kind of spun off all these same products into different industries. So we got the cannabis industry. We have the game bands, which are for different teams and stuff.
Right.
Here's the Scorpions bands that we made.
Okay.
So these are game bands, we call them.
Right.
And so
I would think if folks are looking for a unique item, gift item, or just something that you can't find anywhere else, that you're not going to find on the internet or things like that, you've got a lot of these local, really localized gift ideas available, right?
For
folks and
so.
Things like that. And so we just have a few minutes remaining this morning, everybody, but I wanted to ask you, Charles, about from a business standpoint and a businessman standpoint, you know, obviously you decided that the makerspace is the place to go to do this work and save you some time and maybe save you some money, and it has worked out well to help you get these products done and on the shelves and sold, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm an adjunct instructor here at the college also, and so I get the 50% discount. But it's probably one of the best deals on the planet, you know, to be able to go in and work at the makerspace and use all their computers and machines to be able to get this work done.
And I guess if you had questions, there's a lot of support too, right? If you haven't done this before, I mean, that's the other part of this, is that they don't just throw you in a room with a machine and say, go at it, right? I mean,
right. They won't do all the work for
you. Can help you.
But Antoinette and Paul, they'll kick you in the right direction. And if you get stuck, they'll come help you. So
gotcha.
There's definitely plenty of support to get the job done.
Got it. Very good. Well, thank you for coming in this morning, and
thank
congratulations
you.
On your business. That's,
thank you.
That's amazing. Jean, let me come back to you a little bit about, again, your job. If folks are listening and they have a business or maybe want to start a business, because we hear a lot about that, I mean, they could reach out to you and you give them some ideas?
Yeah, I mean, at the Enterprise Center, we've got a number of facilities to really help you start a business or do business planning. Anything from the Small Business Development Center to the Makerspace to help prototype a product to also services such as my role of commercialization. The idea here is to provide advice as to how should you go about commercializing a product, coaching and mentoring, working with you to really understand your true value proposition, how you're gonna go to market, and how you're gonna be successful.
Very good, very good. And Janice, last word from you, if you don't mind. If folks would like more information, of course, I know they can stop by or make an appointment to come and tour the space that we're talking about this morning, but how else can they reach out to you?
Yes, Charles is a perfect example of the inventor, creator, entrepreneur that loves to be in the makerspace. So we're inviting everybody, entrepreneur, hobbyist, general public, students, to come. And we're located at the Quality Center for Business, which is next to the School of Energy at 5101 College Boulevard. And you can also visit us on our website at sanjuancollege.edu/thebigidea. And please follow us and like us on Facebook, The Big Idea at San Juan College.
All right. Very good. There you are, everyone. Thank you, all three of you, for coming in this morning and speaking with me about The Big Idea Makerspace here at San Juan College.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My guest this morning here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival based in Durango, Colorado, offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts July 7th through July 31st. This year, the concerts come to you with free mobile stage performances in the region, plus other unique venues throughout the area. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello again, this is Emin Chi from the Student Achievement Center bringing you coaching tips over the radio for week 8, finals, finals, finals. Don't let finals week become a nightmare of stress and anxiety. Get prepared and conquer your finals with these final tips. For one, start early. Two, create a study schedule and stick to it. Three, prioritize your study time. Some exams may be harder than others. Number four, attend a review session. Number five, ask questions about the exam and study for the style of the exam. Create a study guide. Number six, create a study guide or make flashcards. Number seven, take breaks and stay well rested. Number eight, quiz yourself or better, have someone quiz you. Number nine, visit the tutoring center for additional support.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.